squishy.
Squishy.
Have you met the artist yet?
So tell us a little bit about your project.
I'm Shayla Tu, and this is Two for Two, presented by the Ackland Art Museum, a two-minute weekly discovery of our amazing region. Maylin and I are going to the Chapel Hill Public Library.
There it is.
Whoa! It's all squished.
We're here to witness the Red Ball Project.
Are you ready?
It's wedged in a corner of the exterior of the building. I can touch it on my tippy toes.
You guys want a picture together?
Tons of people are here to take pictures and meet the artist.
I was interested in a way to work with public space, and I wanted to play with the city as it was pre-existing.
The 250-pound inflated red ball has appeared in over 30 cities internationally. It changes locations daily in each host city.
What's the most unique reaction you've seen?
The Red Ball Project is an audience-based piece that works through invitation.
So some audiences are going to take that invitation more enthusiastically. Others are going to be more reserved.
Audience accept permission in a variety of ways. For example, those that want to touch it but don't want to be seen touching it.
I think if there's one question to ask people, maybe what they think it is, maybe where they would put it.
So we did.
What do you think this is?
It's a red ball.
It's a giant red ball.
I know it's a art thing that's been all over the world, and they've been sticking it at different places around Chapel Hill.
The Red Ball Project isn't random. It celebrates Ackland at 60 years old.
Happy birthday, dear Ackland.
Two for Two is presented by the Ackland Art Museum. Join me next Friday right here on the Hill for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. The Ackland Art Museum is your local museum with a global outlook. Look close and think far at their world-class collection and special exhibitions. Until the next two.